We are a young attractive couple with our first guy coming over to spit roast my wife. Even though she will tell you her main objective was to suck both of us off again and again. It all started off when we started messaging another couple for a MFMF experience. As we spoke to them over a couple weeks trying to meet, they actually broke up. I kept in touch with the guy and we would send each other pictures of our GFS back and forth or the randoms he found out at bars etc. He had always commented just how sexy my wife was and he loved our pics and vids. We are both straight so the focus was on her and she loved it. We finally talked enough and invited him to come over. My wife is a no-nonsense person and doesn't like the small talk, just wants someone to come over, have us tag team her and have them leave no games. He agreed and we told him that Friday night he should come over. It was Wednesday at the time. The next 2 days we must have fucked 5 times a day, each one talking dirty, talking about how we wanted the night to go or demonstrating how we would want to do things. It was crazy hot. Friday at work I had to leave early, I just couldn't focus. We told him to come over at 8:30 thinking we may want to go out after alone to celebrate. We were wrong, lol, too tired after, haha. My wife got home around 6, who I'll call N and T, the other guy, was set to come over in a couple hours. She immediately walked in the door, got naked and went right to the fridge, poured a drink and said she was so excited. I texted T and took a picture of her in the kitchen and said feel free to come by whenever. He lived about 40 minutes away and said he was anxiously awaiting 8:30 so would be happy to come over early. Once N heard he was coming over, she said, I'm going to suck your cock now so you don't get too excited later when he's here. And just like that, her mouth was wrapped around my dick right in the kitchen, slowly sucking and stroking, sloppy and slow talking in between to tell her what I wanted when he got there and asking, do you think he'll like his cock sucked this way? Once she said that, I exploded and she continued to wrap her lips around the head of my cock until I finished. Every last drop. We headed up to the bedroom and showered together and picked out her outfit. It was a sexy one-piece see-through green bodysuit that snapped below her in a thong and had her perky tits pressed up with her nipples showing. It didn't take me long to be hard again. Just like that, there was a knock at the door. She told me to just go get him and bring him right upstairs. Remember, no games. So I did. The moment he walked into the room, she put her hair up in a ponytail and kissed T first. She then slowly undressed him in front of me and kissed up and down his body before getting him down to his briefs, which were showing the outline of his cock throbbing. He was a well-hung guy and magnums were needed, to say the least. She pulled me over and took off my shorts and pulled my cock out, looked up at me and said, stroke it first while I suck. Turned around on her knees facing away from me with T's cock directly in her face. She opened her mouth and pressed her lips on the outside of his underwear outlining his cock. He was rock hard and pre-cum was dripping through his skin-tight briefs. She knew I wanted her to sit on my face while she gave head, so she unclipped her snaps and raised her ass up just as she pulled T's briefs down, his hard cock springing up in her face. I watched her take the tip of her tongue and lick his tip, tasting the pre-cum, watching it stick to her tongue as I got down and let her sit on my face. I could see how hard he was in her mouth as she started to rhythmically stroke and suck up and down his dick, her tongue sliding around and underneath, watching him squirm while she grabbed his ass and pulled him deeper down her throat. My face was dripping wet with her pussy and my cock was rock hard as she reached back and tried to stroke my cock as best she could. She was a little distracted, to say the least. She then ordered us both to the edge of the bed, sat us down and got on her knees in front of us. Simultaneously going back and forth sucking our cocks while we rubbed her body and fingered her from behind, taking turns. Holding them both up to her face, measuring them on each side. We both are thick, so she was happy. She told me she wanted to feel him first. So he stood up, slid a condom on and got behind her as she arched her back. T slid his cock in slowly and she gripped her nails into my leg, digging in. I could tell he was filling her up. She couldn't even focus on giving me head as T started to slowly thrust into her, picking up the pace with each pump. So wet I could hear him go in and out. I told him to fuck her harder and he just grabbed her hips firmly and lifted her up slightly and started pounding her as quickly as he could. He couldn't take it for long and burst in her from behind as she moaned deeply with my cock in her mouth, and I could feel her vibrating down my balls. First condom down. She then laid back and had me take her missionary position with her legs held back while T went up around her head, sat Indian style and held her arms back while I pounded her pussy. It was hot and so wet I could barely contain myself. I kept fucking her faster and faster while he held her arms with one hand and rubbed all over her chest and pulled her hair with the other. And looked like she was going to lose it right there. She was trying to rub him too, but again could barely focus. He whispered something in her ear I couldn't make out. I found out later he was telling her to take it like a dirty whore, and then N screamed burst in me. I immediately came deep inside her with a final thrust. I pulled out and she flipped over to doggy to give Timur head to get him ready for round two. I could see my cum dripping out of her pussy down her leg as I got up. I was thirsty, so I decided to take a little break and give her some one-on-one time for a few minutes. After coming back from getting a drink, she must have got him ready, because she had him deep inside her as she rode on top. I'll never forget turning that corner watching her ass swallow his whole cock down to his balls as she leaned back. I immediately started next to her and placed my hand on her back, right above her ass, and helped her bounce on his dick while I kissed on her neck. She rode for a few minutes, kissing on us both before we took her and put her on her back. T immediately started to finger her while Anne took me in her mouth. She was squirming like crazy, to such a point T commented he could almost feel her about to squirt. I was rock hard again in her mouth before she placed her ass in the air again, ready for T's cock. We took turns from there pounding her from behind and getting blown in between. After switching maybe three times in three different angles, he was ready to explode again. He stood up on the bed and shoved his cock in her mouth as she took him and swallowed each drop and he pulsed in her mouth. He fell back exhausted and she laid on her back stroking my cock above her tits until I burst all over her. We all fell back and used a towel next to the bed to clean her up and continued to lay there. And in the middle of us both as we talked about recent travels and stroked our fingers lightly like feathers over her thighs and chest. After a few minutes of catching our breath, I could tell Anne was ready for him to leave, so we wrapped it up, got dressed, and he went on his way. We went upstairs and chuckled and laughed a little while showering and got so turned on again we fucked one more time. Her pussy felt so incredible after just being fucked like little slut all night. She made me come in her mouth, to be fair, since T got to earlier. She told me she loved being a dirty whore and we hope to do it again soon. Every time I see that green outfit now, I just get so turned on and jump her.